contemporaneous with the arrest of Epstein at Teterboro Airport. Agents executed a search warrant on his mansion in New York City. Agents seized evidence, including nude photographs of what appeared to be underage girls.
This Fox video is a little over 8.5 minutes long, but we're only going to go over part of it. Guys, the fix is in. They're rolling out the heavy hitters to do damage control on the theatrical stage in regard to Epstein's relationships with high-powered people. And even Fox News is attempting to put some distance between the Clintons and Epstein by bringing this guy on. You're about to watch the Clinton CFR Trilateral Commission misdirection propaganda machine in full swing as they inject their psychological operation into the minds of the masses. Listen closely as Dana Perino interviews author James Patterson. And if you're not familiar with Patterson, stick around.
I'm joined now by best-selling author James Patterson, who wrote Filthy Rich, The Billionaire's Sex Scandal. Mr. Patterson, most people know you from all of your amazing works of fiction and every airport, and everybody has read this. This was nonfiction.
Yeah.
And why did you decide to write this?
What drew me into this is, one, I live in Palm Beach.
Okay, real quick. Not only does Patterson live in Palm Beach, Florida, just like Jeffrey Epstein, not only was Patterson a donor for the Hillary Clinton campaign, but he wrote a book with Bill Clinton called The President is Missing. But Fox forgets to mention that. So James Patterson here has a dog in the fight. He's a pal of the Clintons. But there's one other thing about Patterson you should know, and we'll get to that in a second.
That was a little piece. But the bigger piece is, you see how upset people are now that they hear this story, the injustice, but also what happened to these kids. Allegedly, maybe 100 kids, maybe more than that, young girls.
So Patterson here is talking about how upset people are about what happened to all these kids. Here's a question. Does James Patterson care about kids? Does Bill Clinton care about kids? How about Hillary? What about Epstein? Acosta? These are only questions. I'm not making any accusations here, YouTube. Just asking questions.
And the people that I got involved with, Tim Malloy, who was a journalist down there, John Connolly, who was involved with Vanity Fair, was an investigative reporter. They felt this hurt and this pain and whatever right from 2006, and it never went away and it never got solved. And, they just felt it was such a terrible thing. And then I said, well, you know what? We were originally going to do a documentary movie. And I said, no, I'm going to do a book.
And so you hired investigators to dig into this.
Yeah, we had three nasty, heavy-duty private eyes who went around and dug up as much as we could.
And from that...
Now, this book came out in 2016.
And so this, you had all this reporting done beforehand. Yeah. Of course, people have brought up Bill Clinton, former president. Let me read to you part of his statement. He says...
Now, guys, listen closely to this. Remember, Patterson is buds with Bill.
He's not spoken to Epstein in well over a decade and has never been to Little St. James Island, Epstein's ranch in New Mexico, or his residence in Florida.
So Angel Urena, press secretary for Bill Clinton, said... Bill's not spoken to Epstein in well over a decade and has never been to Little St. James Island, Epstein's ranch in New Mexico, or his residence in Florida. And it's probably a really good PR move for Bill to have his press secretary convey that, because when he conveys these messages himself, where he's trying to convince you that he's telling the truth, it comes out kind of like this.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. These allegations are false.
And this.
When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it. And didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
But you did have Joe Lockhart saying this on CNN just a little bit ago, talking about the number of flights being much larger than the number that the Clintons said last night. Let's watch that.
Sure. On the Clinton matter, I stay in touch with the foundation, and I know, to clear up the trips versus the flights. I think the number was 26 or 27. Each of these trips, and I've been on many of these trips. Where you go to Asia or you go to Africa.
So Joe Lockhart has been on these trips as well. Thanks for letting us know that, Joe.
And each flight is counted, so each trip will be six or seven different flights. I know most of the Clinton circle. Jeffrey Epstein's not part of it.
You got that? They want you to know that the Clintons are in no way linked with Jeffrey Epstein. Mainstream media wants you to know the Clintons and Epstein don't have anything to do with each other whatsoever. And you know you can always believe mainstream media and the Clintons and their buddies. They'd never steer us wrong.
And then you write in the book, for Epstein, getting on that plane with Clinton was more like a moment in Caddyshack, the one in which the groundhog peeks out from his hole in the golf course. From there in, Jeffrey Epstein was like the mole in a game of whack-a-mole. It was only a matter of time before he'd be caught. Was this sort of an open secret, what was happening down in Palm Beach?
No, I don't think people knew. I mean, I think people who recite, they had no idea. I believe it.
Now, listen to this and watch this guy's face.
I believe Bill Clinton didn't know.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know Trump didn't know. Nobody.
President Trump said
I'm bringing friends of mine are coming, and they live on the street. And they didn't know.
They didn't know.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
No one knew. They're really trying hard to put distance between all his buddies and Epstein.
How do you think Jeffrey Epstein actually made his money? That seems to be another mystery.
That's one of the things that nobody has been able to figure out.
Let me tell you, Dana, nobody knew he was involved in trafficking kids. Nobody even knew what he did to earn his billions. Jeffrey Epstein is a man of mystery to all of us. We just don't know. Now, there's one more thing you should know about James Patterson. According to Forbes, he's the third wealthiest author in the world. The fourth being Stephen King, and the second being J.K. Rowling from the Harry Potter fame. James Patterson is the third wealthiest author on the planet. He's got an estimated net worth of around $750 million and earns about $90 million a year. This guy is close to one of the elite of the elites. He's an insider. And you can bet he knows damn well what's going on.
Look, how did he get a teaching job at Dalton with no college degree? That's impossible. But he did it.
President Trump said...
Okay, there's more to this Fox video, so I'll leave the link for it in the description. Leave your thoughts about James Patterson in the comments section below.
If you guys enjoy these videos, be sure to subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, and share it with everybody you know. Also, check out over 100 hard-hitting designs in the shirt store, and if you want to support more content, hit me up on Patreon or PayPal. All those links will be in the description and in the pinned comment. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Ban video.